Hello. My name is Ame After Dark. And today, I will be recording a script titled Human Boys Need to Be Protected and Fucked Silly. This script was written by Mr. of Lewd. Let's begin. New vibrations coming in. Something's on the westward forest web. Bizarre. Right when I was heading home, too. About time this line caught something, though. I was about ready to decommission it at this rate. I guess I should have seen this coming. But, as they say, hindsight is 20/20. Or, in my case, I guess it would be 160/160. Whatever this is, it's awfully close to the snake girl dens. There would be more there if they got stuck while tracking or hunting. A little late for those Lamia to be out and about, especially since it should be around time for them to care for their young. It's not fair. There we go. More vibrations. Yeah, you're not getting loose. Now what could you be? Well, you're not conventional wildlife, that's for sure. There's an ample amount of struggling, though. And I was right. Clearly not a Lamia. You're too weak, and too small. Could be Beastkin, but again, too weak. And not nearly feral enough either. I suppose they'd be avoiding the deep east side woods anyways. Not exactly the most welcoming place. I haven't felt vibrations like these before. But guessing by the size and strength, it should be. It can't be. Not out there. They wouldn't have made it. I have to check the web. I don't care how likely it is. I need to make sure.
Don't scream.
They all know they die if they touch my webs. But there are so many things here that would gladly die to sample such exotic food. I'll kill them if they touch you. You're still giving my line those vibrations. You're still with me. I'll be there so soon. Don't worry. Oh, 35 miles in 10 minutes. Oh, damn this forest for its size. Now, let's get a good look at you. You really are. I. Hello? Can you hear me? You don't need to play dead. I'm not going to hurt you. If I wanted to eat you, it wouldn't matter if you died on the line or not. He has a pulse, and so he's not dead. I don't know if you can hear me right now, but if you can, I want you to know you're safe. It's okay. Nothing is going to hurt you. I'm here. I'm here. I'll just take you out of this web. Like so. Surprisingly light. You're not very well muscled, are you? And now, I'm going to take you home, sweet boy. And don't worry your pretty little head. You just keep sleeping soundly. You precious thing. Good morning. I was wondering when you would wake up. No, don't try to get up. Just keep lying down. Aren't you comfortable? I tried so hard to make sure it was. But if you aren't, it has been very long since I saw any human habitation. But I did my very best to replicate your sleeping amenities. Shh. You don't need to be afraid. You're safe. Safer than you've ever been. You're safe, my precious boy. No need to struggle. It's all right. You're safe. You're held in place by my arms and my legs. For that matter, all 8 of them. I see fear blooming in your eyes. Fear. At least coming from you. It means nothing here. Is that what feelings you must show me first? I really did try to make you comfortable. And I've told you how safe you are. Please don't be like the bad men. The men father and mother tried to warn me about. But I can tell you're a good man. While you slept, you snuggled right up to me. You may be a grown man, but your body is still so much smaller. But you did it anyways. All 8 of those eyes kept watch over you. You know, you talk in your sleep. I should know. I'm very attuned to vibrations. It's how I hunt my prey. after all. Oh, darling. Relax. Relax. Deep breaths. You're safe. I would have done so in the woods if I wanted to hurt you. I understand. After all, I'm still holding you down. Not letting you move anywhere. Even my arms are so much stronger than you. I'm being stripped of your freedom. Even if it is so small as base movements can be so smothering. I know your fear, precious one. And it is why I want you to know how safe you are. Before anything else, nothing will harm you. Oh, are you trying to say something? Here, let me help you. That bit of webbing there, I placed it over your mouth in case you screamed when you woke up. I only put it on you after I made sure you had stable breathing, though. You can never be too careful when dealing with the comatose. I'll just pull it off and... Your lips are just as sweet as I thought they'd be. Huh? Why would I want to hurt you? Oh, of course. Don't move too much, dear. We're essentially in a giant web hammock. And I refuse to let you fall. I understand, sweet one. Most humans think that way. And unfortunately, not without reason. It could be so very dangerous out there. And there are no shortages of beasts that would make a meal of you. This includes some arachnids. But I have never been one of them. It truly is tragic how many innocent lives suffer. Sentience may regret their very lives, but the reaction, so to speak, is not without consequence. The soldiers, they all knew the dangers. So did Mom and Dad. Mom and Dad didn't care, though. They cared for the orphaned little Arachne. They found, like, she was their own daughter. But because staying in that cave seemed so suffocating, she just had to leave. The soldiers didn't know how harmless that Arachne was. But Mom and Dad paid the price for helping her escape. Forget the status as nobles. They lost so much more. It was so long ago. Yet the moral remains. Please, dear one. I know why you're scared. But you don't have to be... Darling? Darling. Oh. You lovable. Sweet boy. The forest holds so many dangers. Oh, but I refuse to let any of you fall prey to it. This cave. Indeed, you are correct. It is far more than any old cave. The tale I told you. The downfall of the old noble house happened here, all those years ago. That's right. This cave is in the bottom of the old castle. I never got to see it in my youth, but I know all too well what it is. The surrounding forest is so large, for a reason as well. It encompasses a vast amount of land from the fallen kingdom that this castle was once the center of. You're sorry. Oh, you wonderful little darling. Whatever do you feel you need to be sorry for? Oh, you delightful little man. I told you. I understand why you were afraid. You don't ever need to feel bad. You're mine to protect now. You were mine the moment you stumbled into my web. Every moment I spend with you, I only come to love you more. I can feel your passion for me growing as well. In more ways than one, my dear. I'll show you my devotion, just as you will show me yours. Say yes, darling. Oh, good boy. I'm just going to hold you here and these legs of mine can sever a tree, ripping your clothes off. Oh, is no trouble at all. Look at that pretty, sweet, good boy cock. It's already throbbing with need. I think it needs to be fucked. Am I right? Good, sweet boy. Is your darling right? You adorable, frail, wonderful boy. Say yes, darling. Oh, such a good boy. those delicious little moans. You like my soft, pale hand stroking your precious cock? Yeah? Tell me. Tell me. Oh, good boy. Pretty as your little moans are. Oh, let's stifle them a bit. These silken wrappings sliding off my sweet tits. You clearly like that, don't you? I can tell you wanted to see them. Look at that. Precious. Each breast is bigger than your head. I made you your own silk clothes while you slept. You'll get to try them on later. But for now, oh, I want you laid bare. Look at all that pre-cum. It's practically streaming out. I'm gonna let go of that sweet cock for a moment and... No. Don't whine. I promise I'll get back to it very soon. Now, precious, I'm going to bite you. I promise you'll be okay. This venom I'll give you is an aphrodisiac. I want you to pound into me for hours tonight. Hold my hand, precious. I will be so gentle. Ready? That wasn't so bad, was it? My darling little precious one. I'll just... help seal your bite a bit. You did so well. I can already see your eyes glazing over in even greater lust for me. These front legs of mine will hold you at a proper level in front of me. Now, I'll use my hands to guide your mouth to my breast so you can suck. Oh, let's muffle your little moans. Oh, your mouth is on my nipple. Oh, that's it. Suckle. Suckle. Oh, suckle from me like a babe. I'll squeeze them while you suckle. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, so good. Yes. Oh, gods. Yes. Drink it up. Drink that milk up. Please. 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 Oh. 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 All right. All right, darling. I think it's time. I'm gonna take some of my webbing and just tie your sweet arms behind you. Oh, there we go. My legs will just hold you there while I move this loincloth aside. Do you see that? Oh. Oh. Those are my tight virgin folds. You're so safe in my arms. But you'll be even safer in there. Oh, look up into my eyes and tell me something. Nod. Nod if you're a virgin too for me. Oh, you sweet boy. You're not anymore. I'll just raise you to my entrance. It's so good. Oh, gods. Oh, so good. I'm going to start moving you now. I'll push you in and out with my front legs and hold your head into my breast with my hands. I don't want you to stop suckling for me. Oh, good boy. Oh, by the gods. Oh, your cock feels so good in me. You sweet, precious boy. I'm so full. So full of your cock. So full and so tight. Can you feel that? I have extra muscles that I can squeeze you with. Milk you dry while you milk my tits. Listen to you groan as you suckle me. You're so cute. You good little man. You good boy. Oh, my sweet boy. Pumping you in and out of my tight little county. Aren't you so glad that I found you? You could be dead right now. Half eaten. Fed to baby lamias or hunted by a pack of beastkin. You're a butt. You're not. You're with me. So safe and loved. My own precious boy. So warm and tight. Safe and shoved deep in my warm, wet cunt. My warm milk flowing into your mouth. kiss your head. Oh, baby. Did you know that spiders' legs use hydrochlorics? Ah, my legs are incredibly strong. Oh, what's more, I can alternate pressure so fast. It boggles the mind. Oh, you know what that means. Oh, sweet boy. Oh, it means I can really pound you into me. You want to know something, baby? Spiders don't take breath like people do. They do it through their skin. Fuck! You know what that means, baby? It means the faster I move, the more air moves through, so the better I can breathe. Even better, us arachnids can breathe both ways. I can keep fucking you for hours and never need a break. My legs are so strong, but they will never hurt you. Only protect you and help to bring you pleasure like this. I'm fucking dripping for you. We're a piston of love, of desperation. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. My good boy. Oh, my sweet boy. Are you close, my darling? Are you ready to fill me with your love? Oh, you're lasting so long. I'm so proud of you. I want you to fill me with your cum. Give me the hot sticky ropes. Please, give me a family. I want a family with you. My precious boy. Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes as you suckle me. Look into my eyes as we come. As we come together. I love you, my precious human. So fill me. Fill me. Feel how tightly I'm squeezing you. I want you to come. I want you to come. Give me your come. Come in me. And be mine forever. Come in my cunt. Oh, come in my cunt. Come in me. Squirt your seed into my womb. I want your seed. Come for me. You're such a good boy. Such a good boy. Yeah. Here. I'll take your mouth from my nipples. And... oh. Here. I'll take your mouth from my nipples and... oh. Look at all that extra milk. I hope soon we'll have more legs to feed around here. Oh, look at all that extra milk. I hope soon we'll have more legs to feed around here. Now, did you enjoy that? Yeah, I thought you would. I loved it too. I'm gonna hold you here and spin some thread. There we go. I'll just web you into me. I'll just web you to me. Into me. Your cock is going to be hard for a couple more hours, thanks to my venom. So we'll just have to spend that time loving each other more. Then, when we're all done, I'm going to suck your cock so nicely. I'll suck you so good. Then, I'll wrap you up in my spider silk. In your new silk clothes. I'll cuddle you to sleep as you suckle me again. I'll stroke your hair. Like this. So pretty. And soft. My sweet, darling boy. I'll hold you and keep you safe as you sleep and suckle. And my milk will nourish you, keep you full and healthy, give you nutrients, and you'll live so much longer. My magics and nourishment will keep you here with me forever. Safe. So very safe and loved. Not like out there. Warm. Cherished. And loved. But until you get to sleep, we'll keep loving each other like this. We'll keep fucking. And I'll do all the work, just as before. You'll return to suckling and kissing my breasts. Your arms bound by my silk so lovingly. Neither of us will ever be lonely again. I will always be here to save and protect you. Because today, you saved me.